That's some kind of good news here. Sounds like Sam Laporta is trending in to be back by training camp. So, in a Tyler season that has been ravaged by injuries, it's nice to see that. Looks like we will have one of the injured Detroit Lions back in time for the season.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, it was one I was kind of expecting, and it's good news, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's good news, but it was something that I was counting on.
It's just good
on.
To see a confirmation that everything's going in the right direction.
Well, they have mini camp today and tomorrow.
Because here's what it sounds like. Laporta, trending to be back. Everything's good. Looks like he's going to be good to go. Branch, not quite as sure.
Probably
looks like,
yeah,
but it's going to be a while. Probably too early to tell, but it looks like midseason at the best. And Kirby Joseph is a wild unknown. I mean, a wild unknown. And it feels like it's in play that we'll never see him play again. Feels like it's in play. But that is just sort of given the uncertainty. When you have this much uncertainty, I'm like, this doesn't feel like it's, I'm just crossing. I think we cross our fingers on that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Okay, so here's some reaction coming into the big old tub of pretzels. Doug and Gator's neighbors are listening right now and will never come over ever again when they are grilling. So I've invited a neighbor over while I'm grilling.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's usually, hey, you want a beer?
I don't grill outside anymore. My grill is, I'm not even sure where my grill is, in my garage somewhere. When they redid the kitchen, I have a grill in
the kitchen.
It's
not something you do a lot of.
And I don't grill a ton, no.
Next text, if you steal your neighbor's propane, you're not a good neighbor. Okay, do we need, apparently wildly out of bounds.
People never forget.
No, they don't, but I think it's a net positive for the neighbor. He got a full tank of propane out of the exchange, and he had no idea. And that was, people missed it, years ago, I ran out of propane while cooking. Went and knocked on my neighbor's door. He wasn't there. His grill's out back. I took his propane, finished grilling, returned my empty canister, and got a full one and hooked a full one up to his grill and told him what I did.
After the fact.
Well, he wasn't home. And so I told him, hey, by the way, you've got a full tank of propane.
Hey, I stole your car, used it to rob a bank, but I filled it up with gas and put it back in your garage. We good?
If you think that's an equivalency, then that doesn't sound good at all.
Am I wrong?
I think in your scenario, Doug, you have to offer him food.
Nobody wants barbecued kale anyway, and that's from an unnamed texter. Would Doug make it a Montana tramp stamp? No, I wouldn't. A big Florida tat on my thigh near my crotch. That's from an unnamed texter. This just in, Doug and Gator both get
happy to see me.
Jordan in a shop. Doug and Gator will both get weird looks now from their neighbors. I don't think there's anything wrong with offering somebody a beer.
They want food.
Spaghetti.
I'm with my neighbors when I
see
them.
Well, let me put it to you like this. If part of your dinner plan is to wander over to your neighbor's house while they're grilling, expecting to get food, I think you're out of bounds.
Right. Hey, Mooch.
Spaghetti. We just returned from a trip to Memphis and tried barbecue spaghetti for the first time. It is amazing. Look it up. It's life-changing. Slow-cooked sauce for 6 hours with chunks of brisket. That's from Jerry in Indiana.
Gator, would you try that?
I mean, I tried. It's nothing I really... I don't love barbecue, so...
Oh, man.
It's okay. I mean, I recognize I'm in the minority. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm in the minority. It's
and that's
fine.
Not real spaghetti anyways. We're talking like Italian red sauce. You know?
Yeah, I want spaghetti with real spaghetti sauce, not the barbecue sauce. I like barbecue sauce. And like I like pulled pork and pulled chicken. I don't love brisket.
Too fatty for you.
A little too fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
That's
all right.
Why Doug doesn't eat it.
Yes, that's... I mean, in some ways it is. Hey, look, I was never outraged about the Brendan Sorsby case, which now has apparently reached a conclusion. And it was because I thought there's no chance in hell he will ever see the field at Texas Tech. In spite of their judge and their injunction, there was no way that was ever going to happen. And now he has declared that he will part ways with Texas Tech and enter the NFL supplemental draft. And look, that was a saga. I think Texas Tech, it looks terrible. I think their board of trustees or their athletic director and whoever he sat there, they cut that video with. I think they look terrible. It was, you know, they crossed that line that can't be crossed in sports. And I don't know what the case is for not banning a player for life. I don't know what it is. And I don't know how much this hurts him in terms of the NFL. He might be the greatest kid ever who had a real problem. He really might be. And you could see why people want to go to bat for a young person that they really believe in that overcame an addiction. But there's some things in sports that just cannot be compromised. Gambling on games is one of them. And it's probably the number one. And it's always been the case. And this has never been a debated point. Nobody's ever called up and said, if we open up the phone line and said, hey, should players be allowed to gamble in any sport? There's never an argument that they should. There might be some nuance to this case, but it really feels pretty much open and shut, black and white as it could possibly be. And Scott, there was incredible outrage. And I'm just like, just sit back and wait. There's no way this kid's ever going to play.
I never thought that it was going to be possible until last week when we saw the ruling come down. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And because of the way it came down, I was even more defiant about it. Like, there's no way that anybody's going to allow this to happen. It's going to be litigation is going to be through the roof. In the meantime, you're going to see teams backing out of commitments against Texas Tech. And sure enough, that started to happen. I think the University of Michigan did too with softball or something like that, or one
volleyball,
whatever it was. But they were going to back out, and they should, as they should all follow suit. And I understand what Texas Tech was trying to do. They're trying to put the best team out there on the field. They paid for this kid. They want to get a return on that investment. And, you know, they say, hey, we have a ruling. I mean, he's going to have to sit out the first two games, but it's not our fault that the judge isn't going to hear this case until February after the national championship game, which makes them look a little more precious thinking that they're going to be in the national championship game. But it's a situation that it doesn't benefit him well. It certainly doesn't benefit Texas Tech if he had stuck around. I actually like this outcome. This makes sense. Okay, your college career is done. They're telling you your college career is done because you did something you just can't do. You did cross that line. And because of it, sorry, you're out. Supplemental draft is the way to go. You're going to miss out on a giant paycheck you would have gotten if you had, you know, kept your nose clean and been a rookie, but it's not the case. So now everything's accelerated. We'll see if he gets drafted. If he does, is it going to be second round, third round, fourth round? I guess the odds favorite is to be drafted in the third. That's 3-1 odds. And then I saw it was 4-1 odds to be drafted in the second or the fourth.
It's funny because a couple of years ago, whenever, I don't know. I remember us talking about the quarterback class of next year, and I brought up the name Sorsby because I thought he was one to keep an eye on that could be a nice mid-round pickup for the Detroit Lions. Then all this saga played itself out. For people who don't know how the supplemental draft works, if you take a kid in the supplemental draft, you lose that draft pick in the next draft. So if you use it, and everybody gets to go, you know, whoever had the first pick. Who had the first pick of this past draft? Why am I blanking? Who had the first pick of this past draft?
Wow.
Kang, who had the first pick of the past draft? Jets? I don't know, dude. I don't know why I brought it up. But if you,
business.
They're on the clock. It was the Raiders.
The Raiders.
It took Fernando Mendoza.
It took Mendoza. Like, who's the quarterback?
The Raiders will get their first round pick. They'll get to go first. They can pass, and they will. Then it's and everybody will pass and pass and pass. Yeah. And you'll just move down the draft order all the way through seven rounds. And if somebody takes it, they lose their pick in the coming draft. So anyway, that saga's over. 97.1.